Media from around the world will descend on Philadelphia next week for the Democratic National Convention. Among them, a handful of local college students working as part of an innovative reporting collaborative. Details from WHYY's Avi Wolfman-Arendt.
When Rob DiRienzo was a little kid, he'd crawl out of his bed early in the morning and slip down to the basement where he'd constructed this mock television studio made from toy blocks.
I woke up at 5 a.m. for some reason and I read the newspaper to these blocks.
When he was in fifth grade, he founded a school newspaper.
Who got in trouble on the playground and what, that kind of thing.
So you can imagine the rising Temple University senior was pretty pumped when he'd heard he'd be covering the Democratic National Convention for KTVA television.
To get my foot in the door, to have the credentials around my neck, to be vetted by the Secret Service and they'll say, yeah, he's a member of the press. To be an actual working member of the press at a high-profile event like this is just, you know, it's beyond words for me.
Now, you've probably never heard of KTVA, and that's because it's a CBS TV affiliate in Anchorage, Alaska.
A humpback whale carcass has washed up on an Anchorage beach.
KTVA is also one of 20 news outlets from around the country who've signed up with Temple DNC News. The project pairs top Temple journalism students with stations and papers that can't afford to send their own reporters. Karen Turner is a Temple journalism professor who helped design the project.
You know, we always say we're the eyes and the ears of the public, and so truly they are the eyes and the ears of their publics wherever they're located.
To get ready for that role, the students are taking a crash course this summer on political journalism and live event coverage. They've also had to bone up on whatever town they'll be temporarily repping at the DNC. That includes New Jersey native Rob DiRienzo, who isn't exactly an expert on Alaska.
I've actually never been out to the West Coast, so I guess the closest technically would be Tennessee when I visited once.
That's funny.
As the laugh may indicate, KTVA News Director Bert Rudman isn't too worried about his newest correspondent's lack of Alaskan bona fides.
It's an experiment. Let's see what kind of journalist he is.
This type of experiment probably wouldn't be necessary if many large newspapers still had the money to pay their own national political reporters. KTVA never did that and could use feeds from CBS, but those reports wouldn't focus on the Alaska delegation. Rob DiRienzo is excited journalism's changing landscape leaves him with an opportunity. His goal for his first big assignment is pretty simple.
Being proud of it at the end. I think that that'll probably be the biggest thing, is I want to be proud of my work.
And of course, adding a lot more clips to his resume to help him land that first full-time job. I'm Avi Wolfman-Arendt, WHYY News.